19 minutes to the hour of noon. We're coming to you from inside the Cortez Restaurant. This is 8th Street, right here in Reading, Pennsylvania. The Exotic Zorda bringing you life on the streets here in Reading, Pennsylvania. It's a new thing I'm doing here, you know. I have my oldest daughter here, and I've come here to see how I can help her. Since she and I, my grandson, Ray, is 4 years old and autistic. So we're here to help. But listen to the music. This is beautiful. Enjoy. I passed by this place for the last 3 days, and the images in the windows are so captivating that today I said I have to go in. So I'm in here waiting for my order. Gave the lady a $20 bill and said, "Lady, just give me something to eat." So hopefully they'll give me a sample. I hope you're enjoying this afternoon. It's beautiful here. The sun is out. A little nippy. But things are good here. I hope you're doing well. More jazz music for you. From the Cortez Restaurant on 8th Street here in Reading, Pennsylvania. 19601. The Exotic Zorda. Popo. El hijo de David Primillaya. Mr. E. Enjoy the music. Good morning. How's everybody doing? Coming to you from my new joint here in Nuevo Tabaco, here in Reading, Pennsylvania. We've decided to bring our operations to this burg since we have family here. We got our grandson, Ray, and my oldest daughter. So we've come here to do what any good parent would do. If you think you're adrift and somehow a castaway, some Gilligan's Island member or something, well, then you have to throw that hook out there. Because if you don't say something, how am I going to know what you feel? You know, there's a saying in Spanish, si tú no gritas, no mama. So meaning that if you don't scream, if you don't cry out, you're not going to be able to suck from the tit. So you have to be able to talk. You have to communicate. Funny thing is, the reason why I'm even doing this, coming on speaking this morning, I mean, I'm watching Family Guy, you know, Brian and the other characters. You know them. I don't have to tell you. If you can hear. But anyway, the thing that, look, the guy that's on the screen is probably one of the worst perverts on the history of TV. It may be a cartoon, but he's a pervert. And he's a certified sexual predator, you know, who has the dolls and the prostitutes to comport me. So the reason I wake up, right? Like I said, it's really early right now. It's like 4:30 in the morning. But, you know, when you move to a new place, your whole body's out of whack. Your psyche, your emotions. Because it's a new change. You know, and as much as you want to downplay it, some people get all excited about these things. But you know what it is? It's called life. And life is a continuum. And there's going to be ups and downs. If you don't have those ups and those downs, then I don't know where you are. If you don't have the ups and the downs that come with being alive, then I don't know what kind of suspension system you have that keeps you afloat. Or are you a ghost? Or maybe a zombie? Or just a humanoid? We got folks like that, yo. You got people that are so addled by drugs, alcohol, and other substances that they practically are humanoid. Once they get that shit into their system, they become someone else. I mean, I'm remembering something that happened to me personally, because I can only draw from what I know personally. You know, I was living with, you know, the fact where I come from right now and where I am right now. Not too long ago, actually. I mean, the dude died, but he was using psychotropics. He was engaging in using these drugs that are out there. Meant for one thing, but for some reason people find pleasure. I mean, I don't understand how a pain medication, which is meant to take away the pain. And personally, I had 7 surgeries. You know, I'm not even putting it into, I don't know what word I just used. I don't know if I put it in the present or the past. You know, past perfect, you know, I mean, I did something there. I said something. Because I'm not sure if I'm not going to have some more. So I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to sit here and tell you. Oh, I had. You know, I don't know. I've had 7 so far. Surgeries, you know, ankles, knees. Appendix. Broken clavicles. Fingers, wrists. When you play sports, you know, when you play sports, you risk putting your body in danger. And one of the most dangerous sports is football. And, you know, football, you could say, the argument can be made that football is more important than the church. To Americans. I mean, Americans are crazy about going to church. But football is a different religion. And in America, the United States of America, football is way up there. Yo. Way up there in the pantheon of what's important to an American. Shush. I play this sport. You know? Brutal, brutal, brutal. Like I said, I got my clavicle, man. I mean, somebody hit me in my shoulder. And even though you got shoulder pads, that don't mean they, you know, if you get hit proper, that you're not going to get hurt. My man Ricky, his leg, man, just got broken with 3 parts as he was running, you know, towards the sidelines. And the dude laid him right, laid a low tackle right into his femur. his right leg. When they got hit, the thing flew out and his leg was broken in 3 parts and he started screaming for mama. Bless Miles, who in 2013 should have been fired from Louisiana State University. Bless Miles. What a name that we could mess around with. Les Miles? Shit, if you got miles to walk, how they gonna be Les? And the guy turned out to be at the end, I guess. You know, he's offering apologies. He just got fired today. That's why I'm doing this post, actually. I'm talking to y'all. The Exile Exhorter, Martin Espinal. El hijo de David y Miyaya, coming to you from Renton, Pennsylvania at 4:37 in the morning. Today, the temperature here in Pennsylvania promises. This is Berks County, yo. Berks County, a lot of, you know, Dutch roads. This is, you know, William Penn's territory. Penn's Woods, Pennsylvania, Sylvan. A woodsy area, and that's what this is. Anyway, Mr. Miles was fired, or he left mutual terms. You know that nonsense they use. These white dudes get the chances to, I mean, they get fired, they get rehired, they get fired, they get rehired, and then at some point they get investigated and you find out, oh, Mickey Callaway, he's a jerk all along. But somehow Cleveland hired him, the Mets hired him, and he already had a job with the Angels. But then they tell you, oh, we vet these people. Oh, we did all the background. Oh, we spoke to everyone. Well, if you spoke to everyone, why are you firing this guy now? What? Sorry. Why are you mutually parting of the ways with these individuals if you did nothing wrong? If you did all your due diligence as you claim that you did, then why is Les Miles today, this morning, no longer the coach at Kansas University? The Jayhawks program is in a flux now. Everybody, what are we going to do? Got a bunch of kids that went there because that dude was there. You know, Les Miles has won championships and stuff like that. These guys get jobs and jobs and jobs. Look at this dude that just got hired into the NFL. He quit because something about his heart. But you know it's more than just the heart. Listen, if you're a guy, you go to college. You know how many women you're going to see as opposed to guys on a college campus? Most campuses, if they're not male campuses, only exclusive or whatnot. And even if they are, if you go to an all-boys school or men's college or whatever, there's always going to be right close to you the same, the likewise, a girls or women's equivalent. It is the way these folks here, this patriarchy, has set it up. The hypocrisy of the whole thing is what's galling. You know, oh, you go to an old girls' school, but 2 blocks away there's an old boys' school. But you're trying to keep them apart. That's the idea, supposedly. You know, you're trying to keep them apart because of what? Oh, the girls are going to open their legs up. And the first thing they want to do is let those boys have their ways with them. And dare say I, please, let's not have no Negroes in the mix. You know what I mean? Come on, it's all hypocrisy, yo. Even the whole idea, like, let's say, you know, Dave Chappelle makes a compelling argument about this. I mean, I have to give it up to him in that sense. I'm mad with him with the 846 and his excessive use of the freaking N-word. I don't understand why it's so necessary for your comedy or for you to make a statement that you're up there. Everything has to be coached or couched if that's the proper way, within the N-word phenomena. We know it's a vile term, been used to kill hundreds of thousands of people. Once you're able to dehumanize a person by calling them something, you know, a kike, a spick, what's that word for white folks? Damn, what do they call white people back in the days? Coño. They use that word for Jews. They use the other one for us. Speaks. Obviously the N word for black folks. Coño, ¿cómo que dicen? Mierda, mano. I can't freaking think. What's that word they use for white folks? Man, back in the 70s. Oh shit, coño. Now I'm mierda. Oh man, another nasty word. Honkies. Right, so we got speaks, hit, speaks, kikes, speaks, kikes, right, niggas, and honkies. That's what I mean. That language was really prevalent when I was growing up, but I just didn't. I don't know if I internalized it in the same manner. I just thought it was part of speech, man. I wasn't born here, so you come in what's available for you, these terms and these conditions. And I'm new to the country, so I'm not coming in here to be I'm not changing anything. I'm a kid. So yeah, back in those days, Dad took me the longest. I hadn't heard that word. Oh my God. Really, think about it. I had not heard that word. And now that I think about it, damn, it was like, what is it, like honks, honk, honks, 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 and nigs, nigs, and speaks, speaks, and kikes, kikes. Really, what disgusting stuff. But this is what you learn in this country. I'm just realizing that. Golly. I got here when I was 9 years old, man, and I just retired. In January. I've been here 52 years in this country. So anything that comes out of my mouth, I'm sorry, but it's uniquely American. I wasn't born here, but I came here at the age of 9. And all I know after that, anything I am, you know, there's a Bob's Burgers episode where Linda, she uses the word forge. You know, like when you forge steel, okay, you melt it down or whatever. But what they were referring to was forage. When you go into the forest and you look for food and whatnot. So Bob is looking at her like, yeah. It's like, yo, you know what he said? Whatever, it's just let it go. You know, I ain't got time to explain that to you. Like, damn, girl, if you don't know the difference between forage and forge, then why are we even talking? But going back to Les Miles, this dude was supposed to be fired in 2013 from LSU. He paid an intern cash to keep her quiet. This is how people do this in this country. They make you sign what's called like a non-disclosure agreement. You can't say what happened while you were being employed by these people, or you were being abused, or you were being may feel uncomfortable, you know. So here you are, you're an intern, so that means you're not getting paid. You're coming here because you think this is a great man or a great person or whatever it is, the program that they have. You want to learn from it because you want to grow from it. It could be a male or a female. And here you come into the workplace, and here's the top guy or the top woman. And they start giving you looks, or maybe they start sending you texts, or they just giving you these little touches, and you start feeling uncomfortable. You are allowed to feel that way. You are allowed totally to feel that way. Because if you don't like it, it's uncomfortable having somebody leer at you. As a teacher, I had a situation where I actually wound up having surgery, and my my appendix was taken out, even though it wasn't compromised. But since the doctor was there, my intestines were so tight, so caught up, because I had a student who was, she was doing the freaking stalking me type stuff. And I was in my first year. I was, you know, big afro, looking like some, I don't know, some Black Panther kind of guy. That's what I've always kind of, when I was younger, I was like an afro. I got glasses and, you know, the goatee and stuff. So I don't know, maybe I guess I'm whatever. You know, so this young girl, man, she took it upon herself. I mean, I felt so uncomfortable that I wound up in the hospital. My first year teaching, I got sick. I wound up in emergency. Teacher said to me, "You look like you turning yellow." I said, "Yeah, my stomach hurts." They said, "Well, I think we better call an ambulance for you." And I remember being wheeled into the hospital at St. Luke's on 112, Amsterdam. Yeah, man. And before I went to surgery, they gave me a phone so I could call one of my family members. I remember calling my brother, God rest his soul, Domingo Espinal. And I called him and said, "Yo, man, I'm going to have surgery just right now, like in 2 minutes. "What?" I said, "Yeah, I'm at the hospital and I'm having my appendix removed." And what happened was I had diverticulitis. You know, I was eating too many peanuts. And then this young girl was just asking me questions about, you know, what do you think about a young girl who likes an older man? And the last thing in my mind is that she's talking about me. And then when it dawned on me, man, shish. And let me give you the top up. When I had the surgery, and I'm at the hospital, yo, who shows up at the hospital? And she talking about, "I'm not a child. I'm 17 years old. I ain't gonna tell nobody." And I'm like, "Yo, I just had surgery. Like, what are you talking?" And then someone showed up from the school. Whew, I mean, it's more to it, but golly. Anyway, Les Miles was supposed to be fired in 2013. He paid a young intern female money to keep quiet about her feeling uncomfortable. He said he did nothing wrong. They all say they did nothing wrong. Now, after being hired in 2019 by Kansas and posting a 3-18 record, which probably is an improvement for that program. I don't know. That's why they got him. He talks about, "Oh yeah, I left at a better place. But look at what they have to do. They have to let him go immediately. They parted ways. Supposedly everybody's happy. Everybody's a friend. But they parted ways. And now it surfaces all this other stuff about women just feeling uncomfortable, about him texting women, about him asking a young lady to, you know, let's go to a hotel and I can help you with your career." That's the one they use. That's the Harvey Weinstein move. You know, that's the move. "I'll help your career, that director. That's the move. I'm gonna help you." And I'm gonna tell you something. A lot of these young ladies, that's how they got to where they are. I'm sorry. They call it the couch something, you know. Look, women are always objectified. And unfortunately, just like other minority groups in this country, the advertising behemoth, the think tanks, the media conglomerates, the financial institutions, the real power brokers, they shape people. people's opinions. They spend millions and millions, maybe possibly billions, to do this. This is the whole argument that's been going on. You know, I'm going to go back to what I said about Dave Chappelle to give you context. Dave Chappelle spoke about, you know, the whole thing about Planned Parenthood. And Planned Parenthood does one thing, right? They try to keep women from what? From having unwanted children. But then you have this whole lobbying group that call themselves the pro-life movement. And then you have the pro-choice movement. I mean, I think what happens, and he talked about it, circumstances, you know, bad choices and bad circumstances. But it's all a hypocrisy. You know, you care about these children and you love children so much. Oh, God. At the end of the day, think about it. This country is supposed to be the richest one in the world. I've been in this town for 2 weeks about 2 weeks now. And I can tell you, because I do this, and if you see my TikTok videos or you go to YouTube, anything, you'll see I walk and I take pictures and I do videos. And to do that, you have to walk. You have to go to these places. You have to physically put your body there. And I'm going to tell you, man, from my observations, if this is a microcosm of small town America, and I just come from big town America, I just come from New York City, and there's plenty of homeless people in New York City. Plenty. But I'm going to tell you something, man. This little Redding, Pennsylvania, there's a lot of homeless people here, too. And I don't know if they got the services for them, because one thing I've noticed is that there's a lot of places that have hills, but there's a lot of churches here. A lot of churches. And when there's a lot of churches, that means that potentially there's a lot of homeless people, and the churches are providing the services that the government and the local community, the local authorities can't do for these folks. Guess they try. I already got free food. I was walking and I saw this, and I'm like, wait, people are lining up for free food? I'm a person. I ain't no better than nobody, and my stomach grumbles. So yeah, I went and got me a box, and they gave me a lunch. And I saw what the lunch was, the content. I didn't eat the lunch, but I did take the box. And when I got home, I found myself like 4 packs of these little squeezable pouches of applesauce and some juice and some little crumbles of, I guess, protein type stuff, granolas. Again, this is meant for folks who are homeless. And what you want to do is keep them alive, give them some energy. And the thing I noticed is that the content basically is sugar-based. And you know why it's sugar-based? Most of the people here, from what I've seen, and some of the posters that I have not taken pictures of, because that I'm not going to glorify. I'm not going to glorify what I've seen here as far as the activities, you know, as far as people, you know, me with my eyes seeing somebody shoot up. Because what happens here, you have streets here, main streets, arteries, if you will, that go like north-south, okay? But there's a lot of alleyways, what we call in DR, where I was born, Dominican Republic, callejones, muchos callejones. Little freaking alleyways that only one car could pass by at a time, right? So there might be an instance there where, but they usually go one way, you know. So they go east west. The streets go, you know, north south, and these alleyways go east west to cut through everything. And I mean, I'm literally, you could cut. I've been learning how to get home faster by going up and then cutting. And boom, right there's your street. There's a certain comfort level when you reach what's, let's say you live on 170. And you may be far from it, but if you're on the street and you can walk and you know, hey, as long as I keep walking, I'm gonna head home. Cool. Like in New York, Broadway runs all the way across, right? And if you know if you're lost, all you gotta do is just get on Broadway because the grid pattern is different. Here, I got it figured out already. I actually walked so in the last week or so, trying to get lost. You know what I mean? For you to go and let me walk this way, let me get in here. Just to actually try to get yourself lost. So that, to see, because the only way you're going to get to know a town is to walk the town. And we are determined to get to know this town. Les Miles and all these other white guys who get second and third and fourth chances. It's part of what they call here the old boys network. And it's not what you know, it's who you know. And I'm going to tell you something, that's a fact. It's a fact. It's not what you know, it's who you know. Because anyone can get a position in government and be given a title, and then you find out, like, what's her background, really? Well, case in point. And I mean, just to show you, let's say that lady that was running the education department under Trump. Wow. First time I've used that name in a long time. Think about it. When's the last time you have said that name since January 20th? Wow. I had not used that. It hadn't even come into my head like today, just now. But it's just to make the argument. Betsy DeVos. She was given that job because of her connections and who she is and how wealthy she is and the donations she gave to the Republican parties and to maybe even Trump. But no background whatsoever in education, but here she was. Or somebody can be in the Supreme Court. Well, there's no background in law. But if you get, hey, listen, if you get picked, you get chosen, and you get selected and they approve you, then you get in there. You don't necessarily need to know nothing. Bunch of ignorant people anyway. But, again, Les Miles. I'm not surprised. I'm quite actually just dumbfounded that these people can just keep getting chances and chances. And this guy in Kansas City, great football mind. But what they do is, since he's working with Andy Reid, they take away his credentials, his proficiency, his excellence. And they say, oh, no. They attribute that. No, he's working with Andy Reid. And Andy Reid, we all know, is a great football mind. So this black guy, Eric Bieniemy, he can't possibly, you know, he's not the one that's coming up with the plays. He's not as brilliant. He may have some attributes. But he's working with Andy Reid. So, there he goes. You know how many people have been fired and rehired and whatnot? And Eric Bieniemy, the only thing he's been doing is winning Super Bowls. So, until next time, we'll get back to you. You have a good morning. 5:00 in the morning from Redding, Pennsylvania. Martin Espinal. Mr. E. See ya. Have a great day. Today the weather's going to be in the 60s. So you know you're going to break out the jackets. And man, wear some sunglasses. And if you're a person with a fair complexion, it's going to be warm enough today that you got to use protection against the sun. God bless you all. Have a great day. And we'll talk again. Martin Espinal, the Exile Exhorter, saying to you, Buenos días, mi gente. Que gocen. Y nos vemos en la próxima. Bye. Myers Leonard is a basketball player. He has gotten himself involved in a controversy surrounding words, simple words. But words carry more weight than the hammer. I'm not talking about Henry Aaron, Hank Aaron, the hammer, baseball, home run king. I'm speaking of a hammer that falls on those who use words and then tell you, oh, I didn't know it meant that. It's a four-letter word. It's not a six-letter word. But the irony is that the hammer in question is a guy who has family that are military, so he stands for the national anthem. And that's his right. And I think everyone should be standing. It's already understood what you mean when you take a knee. Colin Kaepernick, hypocritically, because he's earning a salary from taking a knee. There's a certain duplicity that takes place here. Let's not cut corners. We deal with the truth. Colin is getting paid millions. Probably about the same amount that this kid, who's been in the league, because he's not a kid, but he is, because I have children that are older than him. Myers Leonard has a beautiful wife, and I think she's Jewish by her last name. I'm just saying. B-I-E-F-E-L-D-T. I think that's a Jewish or German name. So if she's not Jewish, I'm sorry. But this kid was playing a game in his home. And he thought that at the time it was in, that he was at home. I mean, they got a business thing where they make money from him playing games. Grown men playing video games and talking. And he talked some nonsense, yo. He talked some nonsense. Myers Leonard talked some nonsense, yo. You gonna call somebody a cake, a nigger, a spick, a dago, a doggo, or whatever, and you gonna talk about you don't know what that word means, and then you gonna put it in the middle of two qualifiers, effing cake, and then say, oh no, I'm sorry, I didn't know what I was talking about. I don't know what I was talking about. But yet you stand when the national anthem speaks or sounds, and you say you do it because you love the military. Black Lives Matter. The hypocrisy is beyond redemption. The hypocrisy is beyond redemption. I don't know what kike means. So you don't know what nigga means? People hang, people burn. The pizza in the oven joke is not funny.
From every mountainside, let freedom ring, and if America is to be a great nation,
stop being hypocrites. NBA, you want to empower the players so they can talk whenever they feel like talking?
Let freedom ring.
Words hurt, and words mean something.
Let freedom ring from the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi.
The United States will never be free until we rid ourselves of the power of what words can do to a human being. Call somebody the N-word. Call somebody the K-word. Call somebody the D-word. Call somebody the F-word. There's so many words out there that have more power than any freaking hammer. Myers Leonard should be just kicked to the side. But everybody has the ability to be resuscitated when you live in a socialist state that wants to couch itself as being the pantheon of democracy and of capitalism. If this isn't socialism in America, then what is? What is socialism? Where you can depend on the state to always provide for you. Capitalism is a dirtier system because it all it does is reap profits over people. Doesn't care about the human side. So what are we to do with a Myers Leonard? During the bubble, he was standing when everybody else was taking a knee. And when questioned, he had a great answer. He said, well, you know, I support it. Military, and I got nothing against what Black Lives Matter stands for. So I guess he's all right with black folks. He's not all right with the Jewish population, obviously. You're going to be comfortable at home, which is an argument that I have to attribute to the guys of Undisputed. You know, Shannon Sharp, and then the millionaire on the other side, Skip B-A-Y-L-E-S-S, Skip Bayless, funny guy, he's what's called a professional devil's advocate. That's his job, he gets paid for that. His protege, because he's the mentor, and Stephen A. Smith is the mentee, that's what they do. And there's a new guy out there, McAfee, who's even funnier than the two of them. McAfee, the former punter, is way, way more riotous. I mean, he's funny. These two other guys just blowhards. They scream and scream. But that kid, Pat McAfee, he got some stuff to him. He got a lot of content. You know, them other two is more form than substance, if you understand what I'm talking about. But yes, that, you know. But this guy, Myers Leonard, some minimal player in the NBA who stuck around for almost 10 years, as far as I understand, in the league, like 7-8 years. Now, a young guy, he's 29 years old, beautiful wife, making about $10 million a year. He can shoot the three. That's the reason he's been able to stick around. I'm basing this on what I heard and what I've been listening to, because I've been doing the research before I came on. I mean, this kid, at some point in his life, due to something that happened to his dad died in a freak accident. He was a golf player, supposedly a golf pro. Then his mom, Tracy, she suffered a serious back injury, so she could not really provide for him. And then some guy came in, Siler, I believe, last name, and he came in and stepped in and took care of the child. It wasn't the blind side, but yet, according to the research that I've done and seen and read, that's how they try to portray this young man, Mr. Myers Leonard. When he came into the league, he's 7 feet or 6'11". It depends, you know, in the NBA, like everything, if you're 6'10", they make you 7 feet. They'll stretch you. So he might have been stretched over to 7'1". Big guy, over 250 pounds for sure. And he can shoot the three. He plays for the Miami Heat. And I had no idea who he was, to be honest with you. My fear... let's put context to my comments. I was afraid. I heard the name because I listen to these sports programs, but I have not been watching basketball. I have not been able to watch the games. To me, the games are unwatchable. I mean, I wouldn't waste my time. It's a joke to watch a basketball game nowadays. Everybody's chucking it. Nobody really plays basketball. They just chuck the ball. They just shoot. Nobody tries to pass. You know, you got a couple of exceptions. Maybe the Pelicans over there, the Knicks over here. And I'm a Knicks fan. And I love Tom Thibodeau, though. I can't watch those games. There's no people in the stands. So all you hear is these people grunting and blah, blah, blah. The other day, I tried to watch a tennis game between the two black young ladies. Osaka, the Japanese black young lady, and Serena Williams. And it was, you know, I mean, I watched the highlights. That's what you have to do if you're still a sports fan. Can't watch the totality. I did watch a lot of that tennis game. And it's uncomfortable, you know, with the screaming and the grunting. And, every shot. You know, like, come on, man. It is. But if there were people in the stands, then it's more bearable. I think that's my point. You know, in basketball, everybody just shoots threes. They just shoot threes. They shoot threes. And come on, I mean, my suggestion would be to take that away and bring the game back to a 2-point game and a 1-point game. Eliminate the three if that's really what you want. But the hypocrisy of it is that the NBA doesn't want that. The NBA is doing just fine. They're making a lot of money. They're making gains on football. But football's still number one. Finally, the Dallas Cowboys gave the young man the money, signed him up for 4 more years, and cut the crap. You know, but don't go around comparing people to Tom Brady. I'm not a Tom Brady fan, but the guy has what you call a resume. These other people don't. So shut up. Stop comparing anybody who's active to another active player. Don't compare LeBron to Kevin Durant. Let them go out there and do it. Right now, so far, right? the king, as he's called by everybody, LeBron James, he is the best player, so be quiet. And in the NFL, hey, look, a guy leaves a franchise after almost 20 years, goes somewhere with no one, you know what I mean, expected, and what? Boom. Super Bowl. So please, be quiet. You know, Mahomes is great. Yes, he is. I love him. But please, stop comparing Mahomes to Tom Brady. Tom Brady's still playing. He may win another Super Bowl next year. Right? He may just win another one. What you going to say then? I mean, golly, the guy's probably going for 10. You know, so he can get rings on each finger. Only one guy can say that. Right? Do you know the name of the guy who played in the NBA and has more rings than fingers? You should know. If you don't, ask your buddies. I'm not going to give you the answer. Right? Anyway, to finish up and go back to this young man, this Myers Leonard. It just goes beyond the pale, but it shows true character, because he's at home. And he felt comfortable, as Shannon Sharp observed, and I attribute, because he's the one that made this argument, and actually, because of him, I do like Shannon Sharp. You know, Shannon Sharp is a country boy. He ain't gonna get mad because I say this. He's simple. He's a family man. He was raised by, you know, folks that put some good values in him and his brother. Sterling and him, I've been following them. I'm older than they are, and I follow them ever since. Whatever. But, yes, he observed, and I agree with Shannon. And Skip on this one was also in agreement, because it's just ridiculous. You're going to go and scream some word and then talk about, I didn't know the meaning. No, the reason why you used the word was because you fully understood and have vile feelings and thoughts and really hate these people simply because they are Jewish. And Myers Leonard played his card. We know exactly what he is. You stand because you believe in the military, blah, 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 and you go against Black Lives Matter when you could have taken a knee also to show real support. If that's the measure. I'm not taking knees and I'm not standing. I decide to just, you know, give me a mulligan on this one. But come on, man. Why one thing or other got to be so damn deep that people hate each other over it? Whether I stand, whether I take a knee or this or that or a third. At the end of the day, we're Americans. You know, and let's cut the crap. If you hold on to that idea, then you understand what happened in this America. Let's put two K's on that. You do what you want with the next one. Keep it in your pocket or put it up. Because you understand then what we're talking about here. Myers Leonard, man, he's going to be vilified. He's going to get crucified. He's going to get all kinds of things done to him. Because he used a word that I swear to God, I had not even thought about in I don't know how many years, but lately, last 2 weeks, for some reason, these stupid words have come back. And let me say something also. I've come here to this burg, zip code 19601, Reading, Pennsylvania. Because I love my daughter and I love my grandson, and I thought I could connect with family and whatnot. But I say this, man. You know, I mean, you're listening to me. So I guess, I don't know what I sound like or whatever. Pero yo soy dominicano. Yo soy caribeño. Yo soy latinoamericano. Yo hablo español. Yo soy hijo de papá y Yaya. You know what I mean? I'm Dominican, yo. But I'm having problems in this town with that reality because people see me as being something else, which is cool, which is by me is exactly, yes, it's true. I guess I don't come off as, I don't know, Dominican, if that's a thing. People see me, they see a black person. I don't know. It is what it is, right? But I'm having problems with folks who speak Spanish and think that I don't, and feel that they can say stuff when I enter their little businesses. It's happened twice already. It's happened before to me in Brooklyn one time also. It's happened to me in different occasions. You know, in the context, it's different. At one point, you know, people screaming at me and calling me the N-word while they pass over there by 178th Street in Amsterdam, going down the Holland River Drive. And I'm out there in the park, High Bridge, and they can see me, and some young guy will scream out, you know, whatever. Here, I'm facing something a little different. I went into a store yesterday. I like to walk, so I walked a lot. I'm trying to get to know the town by walking. I think that's the best way you can do so. So what happened is, I go into the store, and somebody goes, oh, check him. You know, what do you mean check me? You talking about me? You're addressing me? I mean, I'm saying this in my head, like, wait a minute. They talking about me? Yeah, be careful. Like, what the? I'm going to come in here to your little dingy ass. Let me stop. Because I like to make these things suitable for children. And I know people are listening to every word. You know, the censors, the media, whatever. Yeah, I mean, I'm like, yo, why? So I did say something in Spanish. And she was surprised, the lady behind the counter, when, you're Dominican? Yes, I am. And I don't understand why y'all talking. It was not funny. But all you can do is laugh when these things happen. Or be horrified. Yeah, man, racism is a real thing. But don't think it's just white people. You know what I mean? It's not just white folks who are racist. People are racist in so many ways. And worse than racism is the people that lie and deceive. Because a racist comes and will say some dumb stuff and, you know, they go their way. But when you're surrounded by people that are liars and deceivers, it's hard because that's where you are. You're living inside that nexus, that nest of hornets and vipers. And sometimes the nest and hornets of vipers and scorpions and tarantulas and spiders, it's right there in your own home, in your own family. I don't know what you do with that one, but Myers Leonard needs to just apologize and be really earnest in the apology. And that's some contrived crap. Talk about, I didn't know the meaning of the word. If you don't know the meaning, again, Shannon Sharp, I give it to you, my brother. Yeah, I mean, if you don't know the meaning of the word, what are you doing using it then? But we know you. And Shannon Sharp, thank you so much for the analysis. If anything, I don't think people should come to me. They should go to Undisputed, look up put the name Myers Leonard, and it's probably going to be there, and hear what Shannon and Skip Bayless had to say about the situation. If anything, I might be just echoing their very sentiments. And if that's the case, thank you so much, and we'll take you out and enjoy your night. We're getting close to the 11th of March, 311. See you next time. Martin Espinal, the Exile. Now, more than ever.
I'll talk about the threats that were out. What would happen to me from some of our sick white brothers? Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get there.